Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Huge environmental news from the Flathead this week. The EPA and Montana DEQ announcing a $57 million cleanup settlement with the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company. The funds will go toward building a massive underground slurry wall to contain groundwater contamination and protect the Flathead River from the legacy smelter waste on the site. The operation closed nearly 20 years ago. This is the week when even Montanans with chronic cabin fever start getting outside for some fun and exercise. That's not only good for them, but for the rest of us, helping to keep Montana's reputation for healthy cities going in the 2026 edition of this list. Derek Wolf explains where we placed.
Two Montana cities are ranked among the healthiest cities in the United States, according to the Wallet Hub survey. Both Missoula and Billings were in the top 100, with Missoula leading the way, coming in at 41st. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Derek Wolf.
If you can't imagine going to your cabin or sitting on a Montana beach without a good romance novel, you might want to consider swinging by this new bookseller in Great Falls. Nick Northern explains why the new store may just have what you need to feed your Twitter patient without going anywhere near the old social media platform.
A new business opened over the weekend in downtown Great Falls, adding to the city's growing retail scene. Bound to Be Good Books celebrated their grand opening over the 4th of July weekend, offering a space dedicated entirely to romance novels. The store features a wide range of subgenres, from contemporary and suspense to fantasy romance, and it is the first of its kind in the Electric City. The shop is located downtown Great Falls at 413 Central Avenue. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.